This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Iraq, confusion surrounds reports that more than 100 Shiites have been taken hostage in a small town south of Baghdad. Three Iraqi battalions went to the town of Madan over the weekend. After hours of searches, they found no evidence of any kidnappings, but the kidnapping reports carried on Iraqi television and news bulletins highlight how rumors spread quickly in a country suffering from daily violence and sectarian tensions. To clarify this picture, we're joined by our correspondent Philip Reeves in NPR's Baghdad Bureau. And Philip, take us through what appears to have actually happened.
Okay, well, this is a town which is only 20 miles from Baghdad, but despite that, it's really not under government control at all. It's a lawless area, notorious for robberies and for kidnappings, and it's also a mixed Sunni and Shia area where there has been sectarian trouble recently. Now, the whole saga began when Shiite officials started saying that between 70 and 150 hostages had been taken by Sunni militants. They were reporting that these militants were driving around town with a bullhorn, demanding that the Shia leave the area. And a senior Iraqi army officer was also quoted saying that there were more than 100 hostages there. NPR also spoke to an officer on the scene, and he estimated 60 hostages. But throughout this, the Interior Ministry was contradicting this, throwing doubt over whether there were any hostages being held at all. There were residents being quoted in news reports from the scene saying that they had no knowledge of hostages. A policeman was quoted estimating that there were only three hostages. And statements started popping up on the internet, apparently from Islamist groups, saying that the hostage-taking claims were totally fabricated to give the government a pretext to roll into Medain. So, as you can see, it was a total muddle, really.
And what do we know about what is actually going on in Medain today?
Well, today, NPR has an Iraqi employee at the scene, and he says he's reached the center of the community, and he's spoken to commanders from Iraqi Special Forces, from the Interior Ministry there, and they've been telling him that they rolled in unopposed, they've conducted searches, they've so far found no hostages, and everything there is peaceful. They've had one arrest, but they have found some weapons, including what they say are the apparatuses for two car bombs, some mortars, rocket-propelled grenades, and papers which they say appear to link whoever owned those papers to Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
And what is the reaction among Iraqis to all of this? First, this terrible story of kidnappings, and then now that maybe that didn't happen at all.
Well, I think this is one of the reasons why this affair is still significant, because it generated huge attention here. It was raised in the National Assembly, that's the parliament, which is broadcast live to Iraq. The caretaker national security minister there said that the Interior Ministry had been playing the whole issue down, that he had had reports of hostage taking, and he had dispatched troops, and he was characterizing this as an attempt to start a civil war in Iraq. The parliament formed a committee to monitor events. One of its senior members, a Shiite, started saying that the efforts needed to be made to avert civil war in Iraq again. And afterwards, the caretaker prime minister, Ayad Alawi, issued a statement appealing for calm, and he talked of savage criminal atrocities in Medain, houses that have been destroyed, of kidnapping and assaults. And we also got reports from the southern city of Basra that the events in Medain were all the talk there. It just shows that in the absence of hard information, rumours can really circulate very easily, and these stoke up sectarian tensions, so it is a dangerous situation. I might add that the US authorities here threw no light on the situation, although they were clearly monitoring it closely, and their troops were actually seen in the Medain area. They referred all inquiries to Iraqi authorities, which frankly don't have effective systems at all to put out information to the media yet.
And while all of this was raging on, briefly, what's happening in the rest of Iraq?
Well, still no government, 11 weeks after the elections. They're still negotiating over cabinet appointments. And the violence, which seemed to lull in recent weeks, has spiked again. On Saturday, there were 24 people killed in Iraq, 40 roadside bombs, a car bomb on the airport road, which killed four people, 18 mortar attacks, which killed three U.S. service personnel at a marine base in Ramadi. And we're getting news today of another U.S. soldier killed yesterday by a roadside bomb, and also of a fatal roadside bomb in Basra.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.